Minnow.
Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
I know something stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento. Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the Doubletree. Ooh. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Slava, lava, dig dog on a licorice and win Wednesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Yes, Prince Albert, score it.
Let Sacramento have a little squeak to it, so I give that 8.5.
Whoa! Welcome to us, Lincoln and Win Wednesday. We got Billy Idol tickets. Also, we have gift certificates out to Cycle World, so we'll give you the categories and how you can win those coming up for Lincoln and Win Wednesday. Bunch of other stuff to talk about, but first, off the river turntable. Hopefully, you got the Facebook Live Dog and Joe pre-show alert. We're on right now, live. You can see this as you listen to it. I'm telling you, it looks a lot worse than it sounds, and yeah. I know most people can't believe that, but it's true. Because it sounds pretty damn bad.
This hour of the day is rough. So, what is that over there?
What we have today, we have two choices. Okay, two records, one song off of each. I told you yesterday that a River Rocker went down to Dimple Records. And did you see that? The Dimple Records, there was a shooting there yesterday.
Yeah.
On Arden. There was a shooting, broad daylight. I don't know what the hell happened. I never got the whole story, but someone pulled a gun out, started spraying bullets at the Dimple right down the road here. So, the River Rocker bought these from Dimple, dropped them off, and I'm like, okay, you guys want to buy stuff and bring it in or let me borrow it? Well, more than happily.
We appreciate it. Doug's done run through almost most of his albums.
This one, I believe, has been an option before because I do own the April Wine. I own some Jefferson Starship, but I do not own Red Octopus. So, two records, one song off of each, April Wine. You got this one, Just Between You and Me. That was the big, gigantic song from them.
That's a good song. I know that song.
You do know that song.
Just Between You and Me. That song?
that yep. is it, yeah. Yep. April, out of all the stuff you don't know, I can't believe you do know that one.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jefferson Starship, a very, very slow song, and it's called Miracles. Okay? And you probably don't even know it by title, but as soon as you hear it, you're going to know the song, and it's very slow, but it's pretty good. I always liked Jefferson Starship. I always loved Jefferson Airplane. Liked all the different versions. But they're each good songs.
The only song, Miracles, I know is like a 70s disco jam.
Yeah.
I believe in miracles.
Yeah, you sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. Yeah. Not that song.
Could that possibly be Jefferson Starship?
No, no. No relation. So tell us what you want to hear. We'll play it for you at the River Turntable. And every now and again, here's the thing. Yeah, some of these choices aren't big rock'em sock'em hits, but it gives you good variety each and every morning, and you guys get to pick it. So you got to take the good with the bad, the slow with the fast, and the crappy with the good. So what are they saying, Albert? Any picks? I know that's a tough choice today.
Some picks. Before that, Randy Farr wants to say good morning to the beautiful boy, Max.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Producer Dana's brand new bouncing baby boy. His name, full name, is Maximus. And if you jump on Facebook, you can hear the podcast. We posted it up at the top of the page. You can hear the whole story as to how damn hard it was to get Maximus on this planet.
Man.
And all the hell that they both went through. But both are healthy, both are happy, and doing great. So congratulations to Maximus and producer Dana.
Yeah, it was a really, really good day.
The picks that are coming in is Just Between You and Me. It's Taking It by a Landslide.
April Wine. Good. Okay, I all figured right. That would happen.
Let's
so,
do it.
Let's do the April Wine. Okay. And we'll play that. It was a pretty decent hit. April Wine had one other song. But they didn't really get a lot of airplay. So
I like to look at these album covers.
Let's do that. And where is it? Okay. Joe, anytime you're ready.
All right. 93.7, The River.